أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فلقد حمل عقبة وما أدراك ما العقبة. In the previous ayat, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explained the immediate previous ayat that Allah has made the tongue for human being by which he can speak the truth, and the control of the tongue when it wants to speak evil. Allah has made the lips like a lock. They just lock up the tongue and don't speak any evil. In the same way, Allah Ta'ala has made eyes for mankind to see his path towards righteousness and to see all the wrong things. And whenever anything wrong comes, Allah Ta'ala has made shutters for the eyes, the eyelids. Just drop your eyelids and you don't have to do it physically with your finger or anything. Just with the flick of a thought and you can drop your eyelids and block out all haram. In other words, generally Allah has made everything for the guidance of mankind, so that he can see his way in the correct way. And also there is all the time the wrong way also. And it is for insan that he chooses which way he is going to choose and which way he is going to lead his life on. Just like if we are on a road, then there is one side of the road that goes in one direction and the other side goes in the other direction. And it is only right that a person goes in the way that is in the right direction. If he just goes a little bit in the wrong direction, then we can imagine what destruction will come. He'll destroy himself, he'll destroy other people also. So like that, Allah has given us our worldly life, and they are both directions. Just follow the right direction, and which Allah has made clear by giving your eyes to see which is the right side. Don't still go on the wrong side. Everything Allah has made very, very clear for us that we must follow the correct path. So when that is the case, then and also a reality is that there are a lot of temptations. There are many times when a person wants to overtake on a solid line and go on the wrong side. When a person wants to overtake on a blind rise, just that impulse comes on him, I just can't be behind this truck anymore. And he just wants to overtake on a blind rise, etc. So all these temptations in our lives will also come. Many times a person will want to do what is the wrong, what is the haram, and then to follow the right way becomes difficult at that time. So yeah, Allah exhorts that at all times just go in and force yourself into the right way. Don't go in the wrong way. And this is what is called kaffe nafs, to control our nafs. When the nafs makes demands of all wrong things, at that time be very strong. So Allah Ta'ala says, فَلَقْتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَةِ سُنَا دَمَكْسَكَ خَاتِي بَرْ. So this iqtahama is like where there is a very narrow pass, like on the mountain or somewhere, but that is the right way for you to go. But it's difficult to follow. Just push yourself in there. Don't worry about all the temptations which are around. Don't worry of all the difficulties. Just push yourself in there. Or it has been also explained that it is like rushing into a house. When a person wants protection and now he has got a house, a place of safety and security, and he just rushes into there. So Islam and Deen and the commands of Allah Ta'ala are those places of safety and security. And around us there are a lot of temptations. Our nafs is telling us plenty other things. The people around us, everything is calling us away. So at this time just force yourself in there. So this is what Allah Ta'ala says, in these times of difficulties and temptations and invitations towards wrong and towards evil, you just push yourself into the right thing. So Allah Ta'ala says this pass, Aqaba, which is a very difficult and hard pass on the mountain, which you have to walk on. And if you just take one wrong step, you might fall right down from there. So be very careful there. So force yourself into this difficult position, into this difficult thing, and that is that stay away from the temptations of nafs. Stay away from all the things of this dunya, what the dunya is calling us to, our cell phones and what things are coming on there, our friends and what things the friends are talking about, all the various things. Let us stay away from all that. One particular thing which is also very hard for many to stay away from is at the moment all the news which is coming of the Hajis, which is fine, but and the pictures and videos which are coming. And we are following the Hajj also, but we are following it also by looking at the photos and the videos and all that. So though we all love Hajj and we would like to see the Hajj live also, but with all the temptations there of haram at the same time, and we get easily and almost totally we get involved. So at such a time Allah says, just force yourself into the right way. Don't fall into any of these temptations. To listen to it, just a audio thing, that is quite in order. But when we go on to the videos and seeing photos, etc., then now we are falling into the temptations of our nafs. Also, we must make dua with all the winds that are, the storms that are there. Allah Ta'ala protect all the hajis also, and protect us all also, and of all other difficulties wherever Muslims are facing them. So we have to be very careful. Yeah, Allah says that, so why don't you just force yourself into the right way? فَلَقَتَحَمَ الْأَقَبَ The right way, that narrow way, the way of Islam, the one and only way. There is also an indication that all around us, even from within ourselves, there will be a lot of temptations to go on to videos, to go on to photos, to go on to many other things also. But you just follow that one narrow way of Islam. As Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said clearly, that my ummah will be divided into 73 groups. And of all, not the only the majority, but almost all, 72 will be on the wrong path, one will be on the right path. So even all the other haram which is around us, but within us, in the name of Deen also, that one narrow path which is the one and only correct path, follow that path. Don't stay away from all the other wrong paths. So Allah Ta'ala says that we should force ourselves in that way. وَمَا أَدْرَاكَ مَا الْعَقَبَةِ Or to kya samjha, kya hai wo ghati? And what have you understood? What is that one narrow path? What is that one house of security which you have to rush into and find your security? A few of those aspects Allah explains in front. That what are the things that we must be doing in order to save ourselves from all the onslaughts and all the temptations of this dunya, and we get our security, our safety, our place of security, where do we find it? A few things Allah has explained here, and it is also, when you have to rush into such a place, it's just that one little moment, so to say, a little short time, and you get into there, now you are safe. You are safe forever. So when these temptations come, your desires of your nafs to look at haram, to do all other, to say things in your anger, you want to say what you want to say. But at that time, control yourself and you will be saved for good. You will be saved forever. Those times of imtihan will come. So may Allah Ta'ala give us the tawfiq to follow the right way when these difficulties come, and these beautiful teachings of the Quran Sharif, may Allah bring them within our lives. Also, today is for us is the 9th of Zulhijjah, for the day of Arafat for us. Hajis have completed it yesterday. They are already in Muzdalifah. They will be going to Mina. But for us, today is the 9th of Zulhijjah, and the great ibadah today is the 4th Kalima. We should try and read it as much as possible, the 4th Kalima, and we should also read the Takbir. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. Read it softly also, read it loudly also. And it is on the 9th of Zulhijjah that Shaitan is the most disgraced and humiliated when he sees Allah Ta'ala's torrents and torrents of mercy and rahmat coming down. and billions of people being set free from the fire of Jahannam, he cries and wails terribly on this day that my whole life's efforts I made, and here they came, and here they are all forgiven, and they are saved from Jahannam. So we should keep that also in mind, and keep this great day, an auspicious day, in mind, and try and observe the ibadat of today also. Tomorrow is yet another very great day. Tonight is a very great night also. May Allah give us tawfiq for all righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.